Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Hey, Tim. How you doing?
I am doing outstanding. How are you, David?
Boom. I love it. Outstanding. That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm alive. I'm breathing. The sun is shining.
Hey, it's 2018. It's a new year. Let's go.
You know? Yes, exactly.
Yeah, it's interesting how much energy we get in New Year's and stuff.
Yeah, it is interesting.
Today we're going to talk about, speaking of New Year's, it is a New Year's, and it's, you know, time to make new plans and stuff. And Tim and I's topic is going to be how attending WordCamps can help your business. And I wanted to bring this topic up and talk about it in the beginning of the year because it's also a good time to plan out maybe attending your first WordCamp or multiple WordCamps because, you know, there's lots of benefits for doing that. And we're going to cover it in this episode, but be thinking about, you know, maybe trying to make a WordCamp that's close to you and stuff, or setting aside a budget and stuff and do some planning to attend some WordCamps. Tim and I are going to be speaking at WordCamp Phoenix in February, the second weekend of February, 15th through the 18th, I think. And if you're in the Phoenix area or if you just want to come hang out with Tim and I and at the WordCamp, come on down. You know, we're excited. We're really pumped up and glad that we were selected by the committee and WordCamp Phoenix and really looking forward to it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we are very excited. And certain WordCamps tend to be a little more popular than others. Phoenix is one of the ones that's pretty popular. You know, they have a great organization team, just a lot of WordPressers in the area. So there's a lot of people that come, great speakers, some big names are going to be on the speaking panel. And so, yeah, it's just a lot of fun. And obviously, we're going to talk about some other additional reasons why it can help your business. But yeah, couldn't recommend WordCamps enough.
Well, fantastic. Without further ado, let's dive off into the topic. And, you know, one of the main reasons why I attend WordCamps every year is making new connections, networking. You know, I'm a social person, and that's a big way that I have helped expand our business, whether it's through, you know, finding people that I can collaborate with or finding people that can help fill needs that I have within my own company. WordCamps are great because it brings a very diverse mix of WordPress users. So you'll have anything from up-and-comers, beginners, all the way through, you know, professional developers who have been working with WordPress since day one. So it's really good to go and meet and maybe connect with them so that we can, if a situation arises, you know, I have a list of people that I can reach out to when I need them and stuff. And on the same token, if you're not at that point where you're looking for, you know, expanding your company and growth and stuff, if you're a new person and stuff, it's an opportunity for you to maybe find potential employment, get you started and stuff. So,
yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I know I've met some people that I'm like, I'm going to have to hire you really soon because you really know what you're doing.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, I second everything David just said about networking. And actually, I want to take a step back and say that WordCamps and, you know, community and networking, that's not something that I'm typically or in the past have been big on. Like in college, as a business major, we'd have like networking events and I was just like, oh, this is so lame and, you know, it just seems so fake and everything. And so I've never been big on the community thing. And I kind of stumbled into the WordPress community and the Divi community sort of by accident and went to my first WordCamp, WordCamp Orange County 2016. That's where David and I met in person and met a lot of other Divi and WordPress users. And yeah, that was kind of a big turning point because it was like, wow, like I've been missing out on this. And so I want to say just, you know, if you're like me and typically you'd like to just kind of, you know, be a lone wolf, do your own thing, you know, take a chance, take a step of faith and go to a WordCamp, meet people. And I think you'll be surprised like I was that the value that it brings with the networking and so forth. And then the next thing on the list is this one's kind of obvious, learning new tips and tricks. You know, there's dozens of sessions that happen at WordCamps, and well, I guess dozens depending on what WordCamp you're going to. Some only have one track, and so there might be, I guess
a dozen.
If there's 2 days. Yeah, a dozen. Yeah. So lots of great speakers. You can learn a lot. I, like David, don't spend a whole lot of time in sessions. I tend to do the hallway track, quote unquote, as they call it, and just kind of network and hang out and talk to people. But there are some really good sessions. And as David mentioned, we'll be speaking at one in WordCamp Phoenix. So
yeah, so they have to come and listen to ours. They can't be in the hallway track, right, Tim?
Yeah, there actually is no hallway track during our session. So
that's right. Yeah, those are some good points. And you know, I'll throw this in there. The reason why Tim and I, you know, like the hallway track and like to network is you can watch these on WordPress.tv as well after the fact. I don't want to promote that too much because I think it's important for people to be in there.
True.
And the reality is the majority of people are in the sessions.
Yeah.
Just the networkers are out in the hallway track. So
right. Or a lot of people will network half the time, go to sessions the other half, and you know,
right.
mix it up a bit.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and the tracks are good. I mean, I think one of the first WordCamp talks that I went into was at that WordCamp Orange County where Tim and I met in 2016. And I can't remember the name of the talk, but all I remember is the guy saying, just hit publish. Just hit publish. Maybe that was the name of his talk, you know, that yeah. it wasn't important to have everything perfect, you know.
Right.
It was okay to just, you know, the most important thing was hitting the publish button. So
yeah.
It's
just,
you know,
launch.
That was a great tip, you know. So yeah, everything, me, I'm a OCD and an overanalyzer and a perfectionist, and
yeah,
the website has to be perfect and the images have to be perfect and the content has to be perfect, and you know, next thing you know, it's 6 months later and I still hadn't hit published on that one blog post. So.
Oh yeah. No, that's how I am too. And that's one thing that I've done well with Divi Life is I've been able to break away from that and be like, you know what? It is what it is. Get it out there. It's not going to be perfect ever. So it's definitely not perfect now. And since I've been doing that the last year and a half, it's been very successful. And so, you know, don't be a perfectionist. Obviously quality is great. You know, you want good design. You don't want grammatical errors, but you can't have everything perfect. So don't try.
Yeah, and I'm going to kind of summarize here of what we're talking about, because the title of this episode is How Attending WordCamps Can Help Your Business. And, you know, how can it help your business? Well, you can find people to collaborate with, to partner with, solve internal problems. You can also educate yourself, you know, look at it as continuing education in-house. You know, obviously we have YouTube and WordPress.tv and a whole lot of platforms that we use to learn, but you actually get to go in and listen to people like Tim and I share our experience on a specific topic and afterwards come over, shake our hands, and ask any questions that you want to. And that's huge.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, I think that's it from me today, Tim. How about you?
Yeah, that's everything I wanted to say. Come see us at WordCamp Phoenix or attend one in your local area.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for listening to another episode of WP the Podcast. Remember to head on over to our website, wpthepodcast.com. Check out the show notes for episode 116, How Attending WordCamps Can Help Your Business. And remember to like, subscribe, and review our podcast wherever you listen to us, because that's how more people can find us. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.